there certainly is a heightened level of worry, and people are very, very concerned. But there is definitely confusion about how imminent this is. I mean, with ISIS in Iraq, for example, it was clear that they had allies, they had people they were working with, and there was a military campaign that was happening kind of across the border that swept into Iraq. At this point, I'm not sure if you can say there's the same level of momentum, and we also don't have the numbers, basically. There are not as many IS fighters that are kind of, you know, marching towards Lebanon as there were that were, you know, towards Iraq or various parts of Syria. So there is a worry, but it's really hard to measure exactly how, you know, how real or how imminent that threat is. The Christian community in Lebanon too has stood with those in Iraq, those in Syria, and various refugee populations who have been kicked out of their areas by IS. At the same time, though, we do have Christians here have a very different history, I would say, even recent history, than the ones in Iraq and Syria. I think partially it comes from the numbers. Percentage-wise, proportionally, there are more Christians in Lebanon than there would be in Iraq. We number about 30 to 40% here. But, you know, Christians have had a history, you know, 30, 40 years ago, taking up arms, and that's something that people have not forgotten. Well, I'm not sure if the worry is as much, you know, we're going to kick out of our homes, or as a Christian, if someone's thinking about taking up arms and fighting or starting a civil war, or, you know, that's kind of the mentality that we're hearing a little bit more about.